The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
So, once again, Chantel, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. Let's talk about what you did in school. This dry blood analysis, that jumped out at me like, What is dry blood analysis? And
the dry blood analysis is actually, in Trinidad here, we actually test bloods like for HIV and these things. So the dry blood analysis actually tests for parasites. So we test to see the amount of oxygen in the blood. Mm-hmm. I actually did the dry blood analysis through Mark Myers.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually Prosperity Health. So it was actually an online course, a foreign base.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 2013 I did it.
2013?
Yeah.
All right. So that's a few years back. That's about 10 years ago.
All right.
I mean, talk about MRI. Talk about your accolades when it comes to the first aid and all these things. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Well, basically, growing up, I always wanted to be a veterinarian. So I always used to take, my father used to mine puppies. I used to cut open those puppies.
Oh, God. You was one of them people who cut open a frog, pick up a lizard,
yeah,
dissect it, cut off the...
But it so happened I didn't even do that in school. I just went to school. I did maths, English, did accounting and stuff like that.
The usual.
And, yeah, when I came out, my sister was actually doing naturopathy. And I picked it up as a trade. I started to work, you know, with naturalized herbs. And I wanted to further it. So I actually went UE and I furthered it. I did CPR and all this stuff. And when I was in 2015, I said, you know, so much of people, after I left after I done do blood analysis, MRI scan and all these things, I said, you know what? I had a friend, he was like, you know so much, because literally I know so much. I started this thing when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And then, and then I went Costack and I started to do nursing. That's how nursing aid.
No.
That's how everything kicked off.
Her educational background, and I mean, this was what struck me, which was a REMA senior comprehensive. I'm a REMA senior comprehensive too. I was in the days when Bungie and I was in the same class. All of us was there. So a CA went to REMA senior comprehensive, and during that period, you excelled in NEC communications, calculations, CXE, sciences, maths, English, A. Now your training, right, as we said, was first aid, child care, adult care, infant CPR, and AID. What is AED, sorry?
It falls under the same child care.
All right, cool. Yeah. And nurse's aid. Also, well, if somebody tell me they're not computer literate today, something wrong.
Something have to be wrong.
Something wrong.
My 10-year-old computer literate. He know about AI. Right now, he even planning to make a whole game, and he said he need like 6 vendors to purchase this game. So I think everybody's supposed to be computer literate.
So you have a little entrepreneur on your hands there.
Yeah.
A little creative guy. You understand? So you're a mom. And you said 10 of 3. All right. You make 3. You adopted it. But already neighbor. Marcus, are your child? What chapel is this, boy? Who is Marcus? My brother? Marcus calling me proper like he knew me from somewhere.
I have 2 going to college.
You have 2 children in colleges?
Yes, 15 and 16.
You have big children? You bring us in long time? Okay. Sorry about that. When you're on my show, that's how it does go down, you know, girl. I ain't know you and big people take long time. You're doing this thing. So, I mean, now 16 years. My oldest child is 12. I'm 13. I feeling bad. I wanted to put you out the other day.
I probably don't look like that.
No, girl. 30s. Is he still calling you a girl because you're looking like 26? You're 10 years looking younger than you is. Well, that's a good thing. When you reach 52, you would look like 42. And that's a good thing. Chantel, what I want to get to you, I mean, we have a little while with you here. I have about 10 minutes before we go to the news. So I'll keep it light before I get heavy. So let's talk a little bit about your background. You said change starts with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you on that. Because, I mean, my father had an analogy he used to say. Or a proverb, whatever you want to call it. A leopard never changes its spots. And I watch him a day. And I watch him and I say, because I remember as a child, I told my dad I wanted to be a pilot. And he said to me, I too don't see to be a pilot. Yeah, my grades are low. If it had 26 people in class, I come in 25th in tests. You know what I'm saying? So, and I was in primary school. So, well, guess what I am today? I fly.
Nice, very good.
I have sat and piloted an aircraft. Till my mom came with me many times. My father ain't sit on the plane, but he talked till he dead. My son could fly a plane, but he never sit on the plane with me. Never. He watched the plane. He said, I'm not sitting on in that. And I'm talking about a 4-seater Cessna. But the thing about it is, he did tell me I was too dumb. He said, nah. And that is your schoolwork? You like too much of play, you will never do that. Well, I showed him, eh?
Very good.
And thankfully, before he died. Yes. So the change had to start with me.
Exactly.
So even though I will never tell my kids that, though, you know, and I like that part when I said, when I heard the topic about change starting with you, we had to break the cycle, you know.
Have to.
Our parents and even our grandparents brought us up, or brought up our parents a particular way, even down to discipline today in society. Mm-hmm. What is your take when it comes to corporal punishment?
In school, corporal punishment, I mean, they had a dean and it used to work. I mean,
I agree.
It used
to work.
Silently,
I agree.
Yeah, it used to work. Mm-hmm. So I believe taking all the corporal punishment out of school, it was a bad idea, because some children be like, Miss, you got with me. The police will lock you up and stuff like that. I mean, because, I mean, they're spending what, most of the days in school, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a bad idea to take it out, because when I was going to school, it had a dean. We didn't die. I survived, basically. But they never once bring up.
I remember a teacher caught my tail, and what? Somebody's now telling me here on my chat is that Charlotte Street is in Port of Spain was named after the Britain's Queen Charlotte, an 18th century ancestor of deceased Queen Elizabeth. Queen Charlotte, some historians say, was Britain's first black queen. Well, all right. I just get a piece of information there. I check my bank account when I get PNC if I get $2 more. Because, I mean, you know, sorry, I keep putting things light because I want to get heavy with you in the next hour. Eh? Yeah. Now, I have a good friend by the name of Storm. Mm-hmm. Storm will say, you don't want to know who is your ancestor? What are they going to do for me? What my lineage tying to somewhere in East Africa going to do for me today?
You already passed.
Which part? Time of point. When I push my bank card month, I looking for, if it going to change the size of my account and affect my figures in an upward direction.
You know your ancestors as kings and queens, and you probably have castles and thing over there and you inherited, just saying.
Well, how, boy? Listen, you believe in the tooth fairy still? Yeah, no, she does still put thing and tell you join Santa Claus bracket. Oh, God, yeah, we pass that, you know? Which part I get in our castle is our? I had to play lotto and see if I win that 90 million later and see if I will get a castle. And even then, I could only buy a nice house in Federation Park. I sure can, because I spent 15 million on a house. What are furnishing it with? You understand? So the thing about it is, it's good to know your ancestry and your family tree and where you come from and all of that. But me, I am Davy Murray, and I am not going to search for that. If you did and you tell me, thank you. Greatly appreciate. And that's it, you know. But we have Chantal Alexander. I know we're talking a little light this afternoon, you know, but when we get to the next hour, Chantal is in the hot seat today. We're going to talk. Because I love a person, I mean, a woman in business. I understand you have your own business. Tell me a little bit about that, how it started.
Well, as I said again, as I was a little girl growing up, you can leave my house without getting a glass of juice or a glass of punch. I had chefs in my family.
You lie.
Yeah, my mother had a bakery, so everything stemmed from there.
No, there's a difference between a chef and a cook, eh?
Yeah, and...
Is it that you had cooks in your family or you had
chefs? I had chefs in my family. So at 9 years old, I could have baked a bread to sell. So I have that background of cooking, baking. It ain't nothing that I can't do. So my sister and I have a business called Cafe Jabez.
Cafe Jabez, yeah.
Yeah.
Where is it located?
It's actually online. It's an online-based business. So we do orders.
I want to take this opportunity to send good afternoon to a very special guy. Mr. Small, good afternoon to you, wherever you stand. Your belly is probably always filled, sir. You probably eat well. On a Sundays, you get the best meal. And I envy you this Sunday, the day, Mrs. Small, wherever you stand. You know, my heart, I bleed because I cannot benefit from the meals that are chefed in your house. Having said that, now back to you, Miss. That was a subliminal message. Eh? Is that Trinidad and Tobago and all my texters, all the want to know why I talk. That's an inside joke. Yeah? Bill and Cage, mind all your business with me, please. And don't come and try to find out what's going on in the studio here, all right? Get a small cage and put your business in it. But, you know, as having chefs in the family, as you put it, all right, you no doubt would know to cook. At 9 years, you were able to bake bread.
I think it was something I was born with, because I wasn't even taught. My mother sent me when I was 13 years old to learn how to ice and cake.
You lie.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that you also passed through the Trinidad and Tobago Hospitality Institute.
But it was I went through there to get certified, but I think the amount of time they take to like teach you how to cook, because one of the teachers was like, what are you doing here? You already know everything. Because it was basically, you know, you start off doing all these knife skills and learning to cut a fish. And so, yeah.
So you do, is it that you create menus as well?
Yes, I
create recipes.
I could see anything and basically create it.
You serious?
I am good like that.
Whoa.
So I do weddings, birthday parties.
You do weddings? You have a,
yes.
Well, I ain't the wedding business. I never hear.
Yeah, I do weddings also.
Really? So we had a Lincoln girl.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear about Bring My Wedding?
No.
You heard about Bring My Wedding? Well, he know about it.
I think you showed it to me, right?
He know about it. That's a big show, you know. Yeah. That show going Jamaica, it up the Caribbean. It doing well, it doing well. So I had to bring you on that. And see what he's seen.
I feel so.
And see if we could change your last name a little bit, man. You understand? we had our kind of potential now, boy. We just change people's last name and thing, you know. We just help them out and thing. Guys, we're just about 2 minutes away from the upswing to the hour, 5 o'clock, as we get set for Satish Mohabi on the 5 p.m. newscast. When we come back, we continue to chat with Ms. Chantal Alexander, who represented the National Transformation Alliance. The NTA.
Yes, I did, proudly.
Yeah. I want to find out what she did, why she got in. No, that's it, eh? All I hear me say NTA, that's politics. We talked a little bit about Chantal's background. And remember, the conversation is about the change starts with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want her to do the transition between this particular background and how the hell she ended up in politics. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't see me in politics. But here why I understand that sort of transition, because what I studied in school have nothing to do with what I do today.
Understood.
And that's a fact. You said you did sciences and stuff like that. Yeah. I remember in A-levels I was doing sociology, American history, and economics. And I remember I was running out some little girl, and she had made this little thing. I go on UBI register, I sign up, yes. And a lecturer come and I catch myself. I said, but me ain't gonna be no scientist. What the hell? So all them long essays I had to be writing and reading this big book and what do you like? I'm not gonna be no psychiatrist. But I want to know about human behavior and all of that. But it worked out well at that point in time, you know what I mean? I remember I drop out, I said, but that makes sense. I walk on in my class, that go have a good day. I go on my way, that made no sense to me. I was actually doing something that didn't make sense.
True.
Look at where I am today. But of course it's through trial and error, a lot of work. One of my first jobs was in a supermarket at the age of 16, packing bags. Who would have thought that today I would have been where I am today? But that's how the thing is, and that's how the cookie crumbles. So guys, stick and stay. We will continue with so much more here on Freedom 106.5 FM as we get set to give you guys the newscast that's coming up in a little bit. All right, right here on Freedom 106.5. Once again, Trinidad and Tobago, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. 9 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock, wherever you stand in traffic. If you are in traffic at this time, you're in for a treat. We have in studio with us Ms. Chantal Alexander, a representative of the NTA, and she's also an entrepreneur in her own rights as well, coming out from Arima Comprehensive School. And back then it was Arima Secondary Comprehensive School. She did some great studies. Just to give you guys, she has training as it relates to first aid, childcare, adult care, infant CPR and AED, along with nurse's aid. She is also computer literate, proficient with Microsoft, and additionally, she pursued culinary interests out there at the Trinidad and Tobago Hospitality Institute of Trinidad and Tobago. All right. So, I mean, beyond her achievements, she was also a very avid participant in her community. She has taken on the role of Vice President of the PTA of FIBU, Government Primary School, demonstrating a dedication to education and community engagement. A woman with three kids, understanding family commitments and doing well in the world of entrepreneurship. So, Chantal Alexander, we say good afternoon. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Chantal Alexander? Because Chantal spells so many different ways, you know. So, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. Now it's time to get into the crux of the matter as it relates to some of these things that you have already transitioned into throughout your life. Politics. Why?
Okay, why politics? As you know, I am a mother, so I mean, even though, as I tell people, I have always been a person in the soil, helping out in the background, not taking pity and posting it. I have always been helping out. I'm a mother of three, but I take care of six kids.
All right. So I'm thinking, okay. I can call him. I call small markers. And a puppy.
How you know about the puppy?
It had to have a puppy in there. Can't all them trying. No puppy. Why it had to have a puppy in there? You understand? I like dogs in my yard. I want none in mine. So, understanding that, you end up in politics and you no doubt formed an alliance with the National Transformation Alliance. How did you and Gary Griffith get together?
Okay, when I saw that he had a party, I had to come on board. Because knowing the track record that Gary Griffith had.
What track record he have?
He was the best commissioner ever. This man really? Was on the ground. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. The crime
I find
rate
he was real
was
fast.
Serious.
And he really talk quick. We had a nickname for him, you know. You call him Motor Mouth Gary, you know.
Well, I mean, everybody has their opinions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was good. I agree. I'm a Gary fan. I was interviewing Gary Griffith sometime recently. And
my views on him, he was amazing.
No, he was.
So from the time I saw the National Transformation Alliance formed, I knew that I had to get on board and I had to be...
So talk to me about the relationship with you and Gary. Did you apply for the position? Was it something you had to write? How do you get into a political party?
So they had a number to sign up for the party. And we actually start off as the youth groups.
Oh,
we start
okay.
off as the YNTA.
The so, Y. Youth yes. National Transformation. I like it. You created that YNTA.
No, it wasn't me. It was actually Kevin Saran was our mentor. He is an amazing person.
Why didn't bring him with you today? I don't like to meet him and talk with him.
A very amazing person. Mm-hmm. So as we build that family in the YNTA, we used to go around and familiarize people. We used to go like clean up crew on the beach and stuff like this. And we used to go on the promenade and interview people and ask them how to think about the crime rate and what the... So we did a lot of interviews.
A lot of groundwork.
So I have been there in the background with the NTA, and that is actually my family. It is not just a political party. We are a family. We are a team. If we sad, we sad together. If we cry together. And all of us stand firm together.
So when it comes down to helping one another, you all definitely in that. So you're talking about doing some community service with cleaning up the beaches, talking to persons on the promenade, getting some feedback. But when it comes down to the NTA, the crux of the matter, what real inroads do you think the NTA has created given this last LGE that went here?
Listen, the NTA is a year-old party, right? What is your numbers? As small as the numbers don't lie. We came in as a new party, and we have transformed so much of people in that stronghold community and break down numbers and figures. So despite of everybody saying that we didn't win, we win hearts and minds of strong-minded people who actually want change in their community.
But did you think that everybody that you would have met, were you able to convince them that they needed to come out and vote in this local government election?
I think we hit most of our target, the youths who actually said, why I want to come out and vote? I still not getting a job. I still have to go and work hard. Mm-hmm. So I think we actually met some of our targets because we brought out a lot of youths.
What is different in the politics of the NTA as opposed to what we are accustomed to in Trinidad and Tobago? Based on your entry, now the party is just about 12 months old, as you said, a little over 12 months, or maybe just about. What is different with the NTA when it comes to the red and the mustard parties?
The NTA is what you see is what you get. The honesty, the love. As I said, we are family. We was on the ground, actually. Our political leaders was walking with us, talking to people, communities that people say is impossible to walk. He was actually there taking our hand and walking with us. And when you have a leader like that, that alone can tell you the NTA making waves.
Do you all have enough participants to contest a GE?
Yes, we have a whole
lot. So you have, I mean, is it 41 constituents or 42? I don't know. For a general election, is it how much candidates you need to put up?
It's about 41.
So the NTA has 41 candidates. Come 2025, we can see a strong... Now, I mean, they have formed an alliance with the United National Congress. A vote for the NTA is a vote for the UNC. Do you support your... Well, no doubt you probably would. But why would you think it was necessary if the NTA has this strong position? Now, this is not you speaking for Mr. Gary Griffith. This is you speaking for Ms. Alexander from your point of view.
Yeah.
If you are so grounded in your mind that the NTA, they are the realists, they are honest, they are family, why do you think they needed to have an alliance with the UNC? Why the merger?
You remember,
in your opinion, eh?
Not in Gary. My opinion. Mm-hmm. Well, in Gary's opinion. Remember, he actually reached out to the certain party first. Because it wasn't about parties, it was about country first. And we was rejected. So the next step was to reach out to the next party who actually want to put country first.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we could differ on that,
you
know.
Red and ready and we blue and ready. It's all about the country first.
One of these
and I am standing with my political leader.
I ain't getting wrong.
I am standing stand with him. On his decision.
Is Kamala worrying me? You know that? I know, bro, Gary. Is Kamala worrying me? Because, I mean, this is my opinion, mm-hmm. Davy Murray, here on Freedom. Every time I see Auntie Kams get an opportunity to put country first, it always politics come first. I'm always getting a political attacker, a political banter, as opposed to a country banter where you hear from Gary Griffin. You get that from Gary. Gary will give you something, and it's all about country. I don't feel that coming from the UNC. So I was wondering, why would he align himself there? Because let's look at the two parties, for example. They would have taken, I mean, UNC didn't just get inroads into this country just over a year or 2 years. They would have taken time. And they would have done the work, go down on the ground, you know, and really plow before they can become a force to reckon with. And here you have two major parties. Now, with the PEP on the horizon, so to speak, they have stated categorically clear that they're ready for the 2025. They have all the constituents. Where you stand from looking through the eyes of Chantel Alexander on the political landscape, do you see yourselves in position to the PEP? Did I put you on the spot? Well, don't mean to. It's just about a political conversation, mm-hmm. because as the change start with us. All right, let's bring it back a little bit as to the changes where you see yourself. You have been, I mean, we all grew up as children. We have seen different political entities pass through. We see different councillors, different MPs. And then after the election, you don't see them again.
You don't see them again. I mean, on our walk, that was one of the main things. When last have you seen your councillor?
Ah, boy.
I don't know who is my councillor, basically. And
I couldn't help you neither.
And that was all you were seeing. I don't know who's my councillor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know who's my counselor. So I had to edify them. Who is their counselor? Who is their certain counselor now?
Wow.
And that was all he was hearing. When last have you seen your counselor? Well, to be honest, I saw my counselor once. That was in 2019 when they was here, basically. So that was everything that we was hearing.
So let's talk from a counselor's perspective, because that's the position you went up for initially, right? Given the fact that if you had won, and this is me, I don't understand it. Miss Alexander, had you won your seat and, I mean, in your constituency and you became the councillor to your burgesses in that area, what sort of viable change do you think you could have effected when you had to now check a PNM minister to get funding to ensure that you could able to take care of your burgesses?
Okay, on my walk, this was a very strategic thing before I even pick up the role of mm-hmm. being a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
So we already had everything mapped out and planned out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the corporation alone, I believe, can do it. So we already said that we will work with the corporation,
mm-hmm.
and we will also do a business council in this community.
I like that.
So on my walk, I think the last time I was here, I had like 50 businesses, small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And up to this date, I have like 75 businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That is just in the Caledonia Upper Malik alone.
75?
So that was our plan. We was targeting all the businesses and making a business council.
Mm-hmm.
And these business councils would have come together, and if it's every month, the bigger ones would have paid like $500, the smaller ones would have paid like $1,000. And these money now would have pulled together to help like street captains. So the street captain is every street.
What is a street captain?
So the street captain job is actually to tell us, like, you know, they're bringing back all the information to us, because you know the council alone cannot walk a whole, even though we did it in a month time,
mm-hmm.
we alone can't walk the entire constituency
every
single day. So that was the street captain was for, because you know the corporation can't pay the street captain, so the money that we accumulate in the business council would have been there to pay the street captains.
So corporate Trinidad stepped up.
Exactly.
Okay,
so we had a lot of plan for these communities.
But that, from what you're telling me, that's coming from a corporate level,
mm-hmm.
with the corporate entities within the community.
They are actually on board with it. They are on board with it.
Wow.
I mean, even though, as I said, I didn't win the councillor role,
mm-hmm.
I am still active, because as I said, I had was to digitalize my campaign, because on my camp bill train, it was things that you only see in the Wild Wild West.
Really? What area you went up for?
Caledonia, Upper Malik.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. My apologies. Yeah. I know it's called way
back. So I digitalized the campaign until everything calmed down. So with all the numbers and everything, we form an entire and we was getting feedbacks and stuff like that.
But when you got that to go Caledonia Manic, did you see there's a difficult area, a difficult terrain, territory for you to maneuver?
No, I didn't.
Was there any
see
security
it
issues for you going up there?
It wasn't no security issues, you know. When all the stuff started, like all the shooting and the house burning, we take it down for an entire week. And then I picked back up myself and I said, listen, I mean, God didn't put me into this to fail. And I went back and I started doing work and people in the area started to walk with me.
Well, that's good, you know. That's great, man. So here's my next question. I mean, you said something that struck me. Even though you didn't get the position to be counselor for the area, I was thinking to myself, if it was me, well, yeah, I tossed in the hat, you know. It's a wrap, you know. Because, I mean, so them win. I come in and them ain't gonna want to hear nothing, you know. How are you able to speak with the incumbent right now and really foster with ideas? And
I saw him on the day of election and he shook my hand and he said, you know, I can't remember what he said, but he shook my hand. And I am always open. I am a very fair person. Mm-hmm. If he wants, you know, ideas, and we could do that. But I mean, the area that I walk, I think far too long the people has been neglected, because when you walk these areas and you have the probable roads and everybody have water and they haven't seen the councillor in a long while, and then when you walk further up you see newly pitched road and these here have no roads,
it saddens.
Yeah,
my thing about it is, Chantel, is like for far too long we only see persons when it's an LGE or a GE. Mm-hmm. After that we don't see them. What are your thoughts when it comes to the local government reform? You have any thoughts on that?
Well, this local government reform, I think since I'm a little girl, I've been hearing that. So I would say it's local government transformation the NTA would be bringing. The reform is how you do. We would say local government transformation.
Big up your whole self, girl. Local. Hey, Gary, boy, you must be proud. Gary must be sitting in here drinking some coffee, smoking his pipe, tipping his hat. Well done, Chantel, girl. Good job. You know, and that's the thing, man. We're talking about this reform and reform and reform. I hear Dr. Rowley is saying that now that this is over, it's time for us to settle down and time for reform. Really?
I could
put a tooth and put it under the pillow and see if I hear a couple quarters, probably tooth fairy, then to hear about this thing. You know, now, when it comes to the NTA, have you heard anything in camp pertaining to bringing in seasoned politicians, or is everybody outside of Gary? Because Gary has been around. He has served under various prime ministers in various governments. He's been around. He's a very charismatic individual, well-rounded individual, very astute man. As far as you know, did any councillors coming that was from another party and get fed up and come across? Did you all have anybody crossing the floor? Anybody that you say, well, you know, seasoned vets in the area?
I think we had a lot of seasoned council. I think we had Prudham. He was for St. Anne's East. Mm-hmm, I think he went up on the COP.
Okay.
Yes.
So it did have that?
Yes, it did have that.
All right.
But when it comes to that, our team was people... our team actually was people who was in politics years. So they're on the ball of everything. And I was blessed. Oh my God. Look, before the reason, I had an amazing team. It was X, it was Kaffee, it was Denise, it was Young, and I mean, I tell you, my NTA family, they was amazing.
They came out for you.
They was amazing, yeah.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Hello, let me look on my radio. Sorry. Hi, good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let me tell you how I love Mr. Gary, and he was so... What I should say, give us that vibe to go and vote. Mm. Even though we are UNC. I wish, you know, I feel he could be the leader of the UNC. That's how we love him. We love him. And I hope he knows that. And everybody I spoke to, he was initiative for us to go and vote here in Digo Martin.
Thank you so much. All right, thank you so much. And there's a first time caller. I've never heard this voice before. So 627-3223, 625-2257. Or you can send a WhatsApp at 306-1065. We're chatting with Chantel Alexander, Councillor for Caledonia Malik under the NTA in collaboration with the UNC. And I mean, that caller said she nominated Gary Griffith to lead the UNC people. We had a second that from Alexander, and a third coming from another guest in studio, sitting silently and just doing his due diligence. Good afternoon, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Levy.
Uh-huh.
You and the lady, good afternoon.
Miss Chantel Alexander, yes.
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but she's a very nice lady. And Mr. Gary Gifford, he's a very good, nice gentleman. He's respectable, and he just go around all in the ghetto, all while you see him. He don't play no big boy and good boy and all kind of things. You'll shake your hand, you'll talk to you. You can be whoever. He's a very nice person. I ain't lying.
All right, Mr. David. Yeah, man. Thanks very much. 627-3223, 625-2257. Or you can WhatsApp us at 306-1065. We still have some time here with Miss Chantel Alexander, a woman that is saying the change have to start with us. What was your campaign slogan when you get out there to persons? What were you?
That was my campaign slogan. Mm-hmm. The change have to start with you. And you can't just sit down and expect something to fall on your lap. It has to start with you. If you want better roads, it has to start with you. If you want better streetlights, it has to start with you.
Well, what about the reception of the youths in the area? Did they see it? You know, Miss Alexander, I hear what you're saying, you know, but that is a waste of time, you know, but how were you able to come back? I know you would get the waste of time. Why you go out and vote? I am of that opinion.
Yes, it was, but we had a lot of edifying videos. As I said, we digitalized the campaign. Mm-hmm. So every day I used to send out messages on telling them why it's so important for local government transformation, not reform. And I believe we captured a lot of youths. I mean, even though, as I said, we had a win, the NTA had a win. We actually won this local government election. We won it because for a new standing party, I mean, what's the outcome? We actually make it on a political map.
But yeah. That's the whole thing. And I'm wondering if you all would have been able to stand alone or if that partnership with the UNC is what did it. One of the things that persons felt had failed is that in 2015, I think, or 2010, 2015, when the People's Partnership was in power, they felt that we'd have tried that and it failed. So why are we trying it again? But we tried the PNM. Them continue to fail, but people still trying them.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, what are your thoughts when it comes to a coalition? When you heard that your political leader was partnering with the UNC, what were your feelings like? Were you optimistic about it? Were you pessimistic about it? What was it?
I mean, every time I have a coalition, the coalition always win. I mean, if we track back to different countries and you see that actually have coalitions, they actually won. And I think in order to put country first, it was the right decision to do.
That's what I get Gary thumbs up for, you know. It wasn't about just himself trying to become a prime minister, because nobody can tell me to start in a political party to not become a prime minister. Where is that in the party for? The political leader, how often is it that the political leader of a party, but somebody else is the prime minister, but you're the leader and nobody is the prime minister? That don't happen, right?
Yeah.
So you start the party because you want to become prime minister. Where do you see your what are your aspirations within this party? You start off, you're currently one of the councillors that went up for the elections.
Yeah.
But should they win in the GE, what would be your anticipation or expectation of Mr. Gary Griffith, even if you win your seat?
Mm-hmm. I mean, as I said, I like dealing with the youths. So when I win my seat,
When I win my seat.
I mean, things happen. As I said, when you fall down, you get back up again. Because if you fall down and you stay down, you will always be down.
It's all about getting up.
It's all about dusting up.
But you say when you win, so you're confident. I love it. I deal with your guilt. So let's say the NTA and the UNC takes governance. I mean, you have two strong political leaders, Gary Griffith, Kamala Prasad Bisesa. No doubt Kamala would retain the prime ministerialship, most likely. You know, do you think that the NT has a very solid position in that party, that should that happen, that everything will be stabilized and you all will have a position?
Well, yeah, they have accommodation. So the accommodation that they have, I believe that, yeah, they are very strong.
Yeah,
they
you think
are very
so?
Strong. I know so.
With all the ministries that we have in this country, minus the Minister of Extraordinaire that was created under Pantley, never heard about it before. We never hear about it. This country is not a real place, you know. We had a whole Ministry of Extraordinaire. He was the minister. What the hell was that? I had to Google that to see what it meant. You know, Which per ministry in government do you think you would be most effective and why?
Ministry of Education. I think I would do good in that ministry. And I believe I would do good in that ministry.
But why?
I want to be in Ministry of Education. If they have certain things in school that they actually need to implement. Because being on EPT, again.
I'm not going to say that. I was hold your thought. I know it's there. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Hello? All right, check your phone, call us back. 627-3223-625-2257. Just checking. All right, tone, take a turn. You understand? Good. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, David.
Uh-huh.
Something I want to find out, funny lady. I wonder if Miss Kamala could put Mr. Griffith as a senator.
We
could do that.
All right. Well, yeah, it's within her remit. Should she attain office, she can put anybody as a senator. She can put him as an opposition senator. All now, it's within her remit. She is in the office of the opposition, and they have opposition senators. She can do so. But as if Gary Griffith would accept the position if he wants it, because I believe, I mean, there are a lot of persons that I know could ascend to high political office, but like for me. I don't even want to be... I like what I do. I think I'm most effective here. I'm a very neutral, balanced person. I don't care who's sitting in the hot seat. And as... I mean, I know you're in politics, but I just talk really on the overdrive.
Yeah.
I sure they would have... I hope they tell you where he's coming into when you come here. I don't mince up. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, afternoon.
Yeah, we hearing you, buddy.
Right. So, good afternoon to everyone in the studio there.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to make a small contribution to the program here. I'm thinking, I'm one of the working class, right? And being out there, this is the class that you all need to target. The working class are the ones who we are difficult to bring us out to vote. If it is that you could convince the working class, I am seeing that the NTA/UNC could win the next general election. On that note, however, on the ground, I have studied politics for at least 10 to 15 years, right?
Uh-huh.
On the ground, the people, even the supporters of the UNC, they are asking for Ms. Posati to step down. If she does that and gives someone else a chance, they have a very high chance of winning the next election without much campaigning.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. And you are not the only person that has that ideology. A lot of persons have that thought as well. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Davy.
Uh-huh.
Davy, in the East-West Corridor, the five marginals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Warner, being on the UNC's platform in the East-West Corridor, would not attract the the rainbow vote.
The LMNOP group, yeah.
Yeah, we would not get that vote at all because he has proven to be homophobic by his remarks, and that vote is important. The East-West Corridor, just go either way, them seats, 700, 300, 400. So, something has to be done to attract that rainbow vote in the East-West Corridor. Mr. Warner or Jacula Warner would not help. Thank you.
You know, I hate when people promote their sexual orientation onto others. I don't know how you feel about it, but whatever you are into, I think that should be private. Your sexual preference is private. Why do you want to attract the rainbow community? Why do you want to put forward your sexual preference on me?
Exactly.
And force me to accept it. You like the same sex gender. I'm not forcing you to like someone of the opposite sex. I'm not even forcing you to accept that. Why do you think I need to accept that? That is a very, very serious concern for me. Good afternoon. Hello. Call us back. You know, so to say Gary Griffith is homophobic and that the NTA needs to do something to attract the rainbow community, I think that is petty.
Yeah, that's
petty and nonsensical. It's a non-issue.
Yeah.
If the rainbow community or members of the rainbow community believe in anything nationalistic, and all it is vote on that. Don't tell me because the man don't like homophobic or he don't like same-sex relationships that I ain't gonna vote for him. No. That's, you know, whether it's the case or not, it is not an issue. I would never ask Gary Griffith in an interview if he's homophobic.
Exactly.
I would never ask him that. I think that's downright disrespectful and out of time to me to ask a political leader of a party, are you homophobic? I don't care whether you're homophobic or not. That's not the issue. I'm talking to Chantal this afternoon, and I do not care about her sexual orientation or what she prefers. That is her personal life. That's her personal business. We are here to discuss matters of national interest. Security for the country, governance, whatever you name it. I maintain neutrality because I have no, I do, I, you know this, right? And I ain't vex. Well, good for you. I will suck a red mango and my finger will get a stain. David Maureen, depending if you have knowing, I vote for no one. But that's me.
We will transform you, don't worry.
You have a good task. You will quicker see a pink donkey running up Charlotte Street. Or Dr. Rowley will drive a bus up Frederick Street like what he Prime Minister tried to do. If Dr. Rowley drive a bus up Frederick Street without security and just do it, and he was successful, I go vote. But I maintain neutrality. For me, it doesn't matter who sits in the seat. I continue to come in this radio every day, pick up a newspapers, I go through the papers, and the issues and topics of the day that affects our Trinbegonian people is what I deal with. So coming on this show, I mean, they call me and they tell me we bring in Chantal. I say, brief Chantal, please. I remember speaking with Vincent Duke around some.
Well,
about a year
I think
ago.
I did my research when I saw the person. I googled it one time.
And where you get? Where you get good things? You could say it, you don't mean get. Googling me, boy, where you find me? You find much? You know, just recently, I paid somebody to put me on Facebook.
No, I just googled some of the interviews and
some of the interviews that I did. Yeah, you know, I'm a very charismatic. I break it down. I believe in the science of the small man on the street. You know, and I always study the man in the middle of a taxi who's sitting down in the middle seat and listening to this conversation. How many years ago when we were child and younger listening to a budget and the former minister Brian Kwaitong and Prime Minister and the former Prime Minister Patrick Manning when he was reading the budget. Yeah. Did you understand what was being read? When they're using big words, you clueless. All you go hear after is that they raise pension or you don't know expenditure and income. And the volume and all the index and all these things, we didn't understand it. And if you tell somebody, you know, you have to make sure that your income can match your expenditure. Yeah. What? They're lost. But you see the money you just make sure that way you could spend.
Exactly.
That's what it means. But I believe in that. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Davy, and to your honored guest.
Miss Chantal Alexander, who will be calling the Honorable Chantal Alexander, Minister of Education in the not too distant future, hopefully, God's
right,
be alive.
Very good.
Yes, go ahead.
All due respect to her.
Uh huh.
But I would like to hear her thoughts, her ideas, and so on. You know, we live in a global village, and you have the international criminal courts, you have the Ukraine war right now, and we're talking about war crimes.
Mm.
And we have the what is happening in Afghanistan, and justice and criminality and democracy is being questioned and challenged all over the world and so on, in the courts, etc. I would like to hear her thoughts on, yes, we believe in due process and innocent until proven guilty, but what is her thinking or thoughts on this question of extradition treaties with different countries?
Mm.
And persons who may be implicated in such, in the interest of justice overall.
Thank you very much. All right, so you understand that question. Now, one of the things I know as a political entity, like your good self, a political luminary, is that you're going to face these things.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about Jack Warner. The U.S. want him, he running. But yet, he's aligned himself with a party that the NT has aligned themselves with. So this good caller is trying to figure out, do you believe in the extradition process? That if you are wanted on crimes that they have probable cause to arrest you for, that we should hide them? Yeah, that's a difficult question. But you can't share it from it, you know, when you become the Minister of Education, and we ask you about CXC papers and education reform, you gotta answer. So what are your thoughts, honestly? Tell me.
And my thought, when that bridge has come for him to cross,
yeah,
to
cross
he
it.
Will cross it.
You know, that is what the best deflection answer I ever hear in my life. I like Parliament right now. I dump it. Or I come on, everybody in Parliament. When that bridge comes, we go, you know. That is what you call deflection, boy. Chantel Gill, you get the deflection award this afternoon. That is the best I ever hear. You know, it's a very smart answer, Cole. I hope that satisfies you because it has some fact in there. You understand? You know, it has some fact in there. But yeah. I ain't get you wrong, Gil. Stay from that. Let the political leaders of that party handle that question. Somebody knows the lemon layer thing, but they ain't seen you in studio. But I understand. I did to cover your eye back. Yeah. I did for you. That's my position. So coming back on track here, you were walking through the area, and no doubt, I mean, you are from the Mover area.
Yeah.
So you understand what Lavantillians would have gone through. Yeah. So you're in Malik, you're in Caledonia, you're in an area where poverty, so to speak,
yeah,
it's a crime-ridden area. I mean, what are some of the things that you think, had you retained the seat as councillor, you would have been able to immediately effect change on?
Immediately effect
change
was
on.
Actually the business council, as I said, was a good thing. Because, I mean, you see, the youths, they are idle. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you mightn't be able to change all.
No,
but you could change some.
Saying. Yes. So
and
what?
That could lessen the crime in those areas. I mean, right now we're in Trinidad and we're dealing with so much of crime issues coming out from these areas. So I think roads and water and all these things, that is just one aspect. That is one aspect. But when you walk in these communities and you see youths that have 9-1s and still can't get a job, and some of them just sit down there, it makes you so sad to wonder. I mean,
what's happening?
Because if you realize the ranges of the crime rates or who do any crime, watch the ages. It's 17-year-old,
mm-hmm.
15, 18-year-old, 20-year-old. So these are things that we have to fix in your community. And as I always said, a council alone can't do it.
So you
it
were...
takes a village to raise a child, and it takes an entire community to build a community.
I echo those sentiments. So your plan was to really bring some kind of reformation,
yes,
and reform.
We had
when it comes
a
to
lot
the
of not reform. We had a lot of transformation.
Transformation. I'm using the wrong word, boy. My mouth.
And even though that I went up for that district, Caledonia Upper Malik, I have walked with every candidate they could think of.
You just went walking. You lose real weight, Gil. You was real exercising. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon again.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling to congratulate Miss Alexander.
Yes. Yes.
They have done well.
Yes,
and
yes.
And keep up the good work. I am a supporter of Gary. 2007, I went up to his office in Pitibook and I signed up the only jersey I ever owned. Is a COP jersey. And I remain UNC. I'm UNC strong. And if he there with me, I didn't vote this time because local election, nobody come to see my position. Nobody comes here.
What so, area?
General or they and come, I am going out to vote for Kamala. Tell him, hold on, don't let those talk show activists, people, turn her off. Don't take no advice. If they wanted UNC to win, they ain't gonna say get rid of Kamala. It's because they're afraid Kamala are gone. Thank you.
I would love to know what area that caller called from. That you didn't see a councillor walk from either party. I wanna know, boy, what area is that, boy? Because I believe I saw videos of all the parties walking in all areas. I saw more videos when it comes to the NT and the UNC, mm-hmm, more, as opposed to the PNM, but I saw videos. And I just say that because I buy it. It's just facts. I go through various group chats and I saw more videos of the UNC and the NTA together, separate.
Yeah.
I seen blue and yellow walking as opposed to the red. I didn't see much.
We did a lot. We walk a lot.
Your foot must be tired again.
No, it's something I'm accustomed to.
You're accustomed to doing. You have a treadmill home. You must be real practice. I feel all let me lecture. You know, for elections 2025, buy a treadmill. Nah, you can call McMahon. Talk to me. What's up?
Yeah, I live on a hill.
Which part?
You see, when up the Freitas Hill, but I don't pass there anymore. I just pass around Duncan Hill.
But what part of Trinidad is that? South Arima, where?
St. Anne's East.
San Juan. Wait, St. Anne's East and San Juan.
Yeah, that is between the Saddle Road and the road by the police. By the, you see, when you come up on the by the cemetery road there, you call that the old road.
You know it.
The old road, yeah.
Okay. Our
I live on the hill there. Nobody never come here. Never, never, never.
Well, if you had tie them dog on them, people have to walk up there anymore. We have only dog on them running in the road.
I have one dog and he always tie.
Okay. Well,
they don't have to come up the Freitas Hill. They pass up Duncan Hill.
Oh.
And they come straight across. They have to go up, climb the hill. Once they drive across, they stop because they have a little walking to do.
Go
I live in a gated community because my neighbor, yes, my neighbor have a big gate and you have to come to his gate to get to me, but there's no problem.
We don't vote how we live.
We live in loving, but we don't vote the same way.
I understand. Thank you so much.
When you're old, you're sticking your ways. You know, I don't vote PNM, I never vote PNM, I will never do it. I'm gone.
All right. Living in a gated community, could you neighbor? You live in a gated yard? All right, I like that. A nice big gated yard with about 4 houses in it. Yeah, well done. And that's a nice community as well because there's everybody in there. Good afternoon.
Pleasant afternoon, Davey.
What's up, buddy?
Hi there, man. Hey, Davey, I didn't even see a counselor. I went to vote. When I see the kind of failures, I walk back out of the place.
But which part, which area?
I live in on Tarso Road Bypass Arima. 6 decades.
And you, no counselor walk up there?
6 decades, 60 years, I still holding my shoes in my hand. I just have to put my hand in my pocket, spend my money and see about it in front of me. And I paid all my taxes. So it's a misrepresentation, this whole thing, I don't know.
All right, thanks for sharing. So, Miss Chantel, you're hearing the complaints.
Yeah.
Huh? Some people are saying, is it that we had a short space of time to do this campaign?
Yeah, we had a short space of time.
I think so, you know. I think you all needed some more time.
Yes. I mean, we walked for like a month and 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's 6 weeks.
And with the numbers that we actually captured. So, could you imagine if we had walked for 3 months, 2 months?
Well, you would have been looking like a figure one when you walk in here, when you see you at all.
The numbers would have been...
Not only that, you would have slimmed down. I know I would have taken a walk. If I can get my belly down a little bit, you know, I had to take a walk with you guys, you know. But the thing about it is, I mean, we have persons still complaining, and this is beyond the fact of not getting my roads paved or not getting some water, running water. We're talking about persons saying that they haven't seen a counselor walk in front of their yard and their home.
I think those areas that called so far, we consider it as strongholds. I don't want to call you.
I hear you, yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that. So that could be my final question for you because I think we need to do that. I give you some of the difficult questions as well. Good afternoon.
Good evening, Davey.
Tell me.
Miss Chantel, she lives in that community?
Say again?
Miss Chantel, your guest, she lives in the area she ran for?
I live in Mover.
Close enough.
I'm born in California, but move out and I live in
Mover. But you were just saying that if you had 3 months, to move about, it might have made a difference, but 3 months is not good enough, sister. If you live in that area, you should have been moving about at least 2 years, knocking every door for 2 years and get familiarized with them people. That may have got me over the hill, but 2 months is not good enough.
I mean, you remember we was a new party? And
but at the same time, mm-hmm. if you're living in the area and you're interested, new party or not, you should be getting familiar with what's going on in that area.
The area that I contest for, it fall underneath the San Juan Lavender Corporation. So mm-hmm. I live in Mover and I went up for Caledonia Upper Mara.
Yeah, but as an activist, mm-hmm. 2 months is not good enough. You have to be on the ground with them people at least 2 years. They don't know, they don't get familiar with you. And
all right.
Problem with politicking in Trinidad and Tobago.
All right. Thank you very much. I hear you. Now, I want to help you answer this call.
Yeah.
I'm not campaigning for the NTA. But caller, I want you to understand something. You say she needed to be on the ground 2 years and all of that. Do you know that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step? Rather than say what she should have been doing, applaud her. Applaud her now for making that first step going forward. Let's see 2 years later in 2025. Now, you now mentioned 2 years. We're in 2023.
Yeah.
We still have just about 2 years again. 24 months, so to speak. 23, give or take. Now, at the end of 2025 is when I want to talk to Chantel again. You was walking, what you do? You went and hung up clothes and watch Young and Restless? That show still showing? I don't even know. Where is the show that you watch now? I don't even know. But that is my point. You have to give her time. The National Transformation Alliance is a fairly new party. It's just about a year old. She came into the political arena and she came in strong. She went straight for a party. She went and registered. She believed in the ideologies and she put forward herself. It's a start. So to come and pong this good lady this afternoon about she should have been and should have. You know what your mom was doing 2 years ago? Your mom was probably busy doing her entrepreneurial thing when she was building her her business. You understand? So somebody says, yes, CBS, Young and Restless, Bold and Beautiful. Well, thanks very much for the update. I appreciate all, quick on the job. As I talk about it, that's it, man. So she could be watching Bold and Beautiful and Young and Restless. But you know what? She decided that change have to start
with me.
And her advocacy is it starts with me. Her. She didn't say it starts with you and them before she come out. She made a conscientious decision to say change starts with me. And Chantel Alexander picked up herself and put herself out there for you guys. I say to all that does that, kudos. Because I don't have that skill set. I just big up my barber and all. You understand? I say you could raise the dead when you could trim me and make me look nice. Okay, in Tinapuna Cemetery, you could wake up everybody. The point I'm making is that people have different skill sets, and Chantel, no doubt, has a skill set that and a passion for the people. And yes, that is what we have to appreciate about Chantel Alexander, a mother of three, former vice president of the PTA, Febu Village. She understands education. She already has her eyes set on the MOE. So who is the current MOE there now? Nyla Gadsby. Who is this?
Gapsy Dolly.
Gadsby. Nyan Gill. Watch yourself.
Nyan Gapsy Dolly. Yes. The Honorable. Sorry.
Like for you to see.
Yeah.
I mean, she
is, Ivan Ponga. She's an amazing person.
I'm not saying she isn't.
And we still have little cracks.
But she's your competition. She's your competition and she's sitting on in your dream job.
She's sitting on in a position. I can learn from her. I wouldn't say that's competition but I could learn from her, yeah.
Learning from your competition is not a problem. But let us not forget the underlying issue. She is your competition. And she has your job. A job that you have your eyes set on. And the way to get that job, she would no longer have to be in that job in order for you to have a chance of getting that job. So as much as we praise the Honorable Nyan Gadsby Dolly this afternoon and say, great job in the MOE, you know, we see you, Nyans, we see you. It are people gunning for it. I don't know what people listening to me and gunning for my job. But I just come here every day and do my best.
Man, we have a lot of cracks in the education system that needs to be fixed.
And you have the ready mix cement to do
because,
it.
Because, I mean, it's something we've been talking about. It's just like a child that makes 30%. You mm-hmm. will take that child. Yes, you will place them in a secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
But they will still get the same curriculum as a child that makes 75% and 80%.
Mm, so
these are things how we actually need to fix. Because
I like that. I never
to me, like
it's
setting up a child for failure. Because if they couldn't have went through 7 years of schooling and they make 30% in standard 5 as 11, 12 years old, and you send them to a secondary school and they still have the same curriculum as a child that have 75%. Because it's not just 30% that you're sending to these schools. You're sending children to the secondary school who actually will make 65. Some
to face the same curriculum.
Same curriculum.
Wow.
So which means they didn't understand you. So these are things, little crack that we need to fix. And I think from there, we would start to see the education system, you know, fixing. Because you send a child there, they don't know anything.
I guess so I'm blue ink, I go dip in it.
What you leave them to do is to give mischief. You understand? That's what will happen. So these are little cracks that we need to fix.
Somebody bring some blue ink in the studio. Somebody bring some blue ink. Let me put my finger in some blue ink, please. Bring some blue ink.
I mean, we have a lot of ideas to stem for the education system, and that was actually one of them.
Chantel, I want you back on my show sometime in the future, not too distant. I want to talk to the producers behind the scene and see if they could bring you back next week. I find they could make it a weekly thing. Bring you every 2 weeks, every fortnight,
but
Chantel, on the show. Chantel
be...
will come and give me some little tip on education, because, and I want to give you a homework, you know. Because anytime my good friend Miss Caitlin decides, you know, we bringing back Chantel, you ought to come back and tell me, you know, talk about this little kink in the armor here with education. I want to hear what's the next thing and what's the next thing. And let we go for the next 2 years until you sit down in that seat and we say the Honorable Miss Chantel Alexander, Minister of Education in this country.
Nothing is impossible. Always remember that.
What didn't happen in 1,000 years could happen in a minute.
Exactly.
Chantel Alexander, I say much love and thanks. I hope you enjoyed my show. I had some fun. You know, I just try to laugh a little bit and still come with these serious questions as well, because we have to get the information to the people.
Yeah.
For all who calling me still, I will tell you guys, thank you so much for the support. Remember, there are two things you can be in Trinidad. You can either be fast or concerned. But if you're concerned about things that don't concern you, then you're automatically fast. You're living in a corner house like my good friend Marcus. He's living in a corner house upstairs. So he over fast. Guys, they say love at first sight is often cured by a second look. But once you fall in love with Davey Murray, you will never, ever, ever have to look again. Until the next one, when you miss me, I'm gone.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.